Friday, November 6, 2020, 7:49 a.m. Okay, today I got up at around 3:45 this morning, and I did not start painting. I wanted to paint, but I decided to try to get things going fast and early here. Being Friday, I have to make the wife breakfast, and she's been requesting that I make it for her earlier. So I went ahead and got my stuff going. I got my breakfast going so I can turn around and get her breakfast going. And I also watered out back for the shrubbery out back, which is automatic. I just had to turn it on. So I didn't start painting. I might paint this afternoon. Today is going to be a cooler day, so it's going to be real comfortable in here. And the wife goes, and on Friday, she goes down to the village, Fair Oaks Village, and feeds the chickens. She's like, again, I told you, she's officially one of the chicken ladies, but not the chicken lady. Anyway, the coveted title of chicken lady of Fair Oaks. But anyway, so when she goes down there, I might start painting, depending on how everything's going. I still have to go for my walk, and I have to also go feed and take care of my sister's cat. And I'll be doing that today, tomorrow, and Sunday. She comes back Sunday afternoon, so that'll be it for that. Starting yesterday, my friend and his wife took off for Utah, and then they'll go to Arizona, then they'll go to Las Vegas. They've got two cats, and they've got it set up so where I'll go, my wife and I will go down and take care of the cats every other day. So they left yesterday, we'll skip today, we'll hit it tomorrow. So I've got two cats. Servicings to do tomorrow. And as of today, there still is no president, but it's looking highly likely like Joe Biden's our president. So this should be an interesting time in our life here in the United States. It looks like the Democrats lost some seats in the House, but they still have the majority. And it looks like the Republicans held on to the Senate, but it could still slip another way. I didn't really see exactly what it was. Something about, I think it was, I don't know, some state, some southern state, maybe Georgia or someplace, had actually two senators running. And I'm not sure if it's Georgia, but it's one of those states like that. And they have two senators running because one had resigned and one was appointed. So now they have to have two people running. And if nobody gets more than 50% of the vote, then there's going to have to be a special runoff election between the two top people. So I guess that's a Republican and a Democrat on both races. So right now the Senate is split even 48-48. And so depending what happens there, you know, it will depend on how the Senate goes. Okay, so another thing that they were predict. Oh, that's another thing that came out in the news is that that the polls were really, really way off. A big blue wave was predicted all across the nation. There was, I think, like Wisconsin was. Trump was. The poll said that Trump was going to lose by 17 points in Wisconsin. And he only lost by one percentage point. And that's the same story that repeats over and over again all across the country. Maybe not as extreme as Wisconsin, but just the same. There's something wrong there when they're that far off. There really is something wrong. Okay, so I've never been one for much of a conspiracy theorist, but something's going on there, and you never know. There might be some kind of conspiracy about inflating the numbers to say that Biden was ahead by so much, so that, and it'll it'll keep people from that voting for Trump from actually saying, well, my vote's not going to be worth anything, so might as well just not go vote. And I'm sure that that affects some people, not all people, but it'll affect some people, which is, you know, slowly chipping away at those things. But who knows, you know. But I'd like to know why they're so far off. You know, that's it's it, they should just quit doing it then, because it's really throwing things off. People are really, regardless if it's a conspiracy or not, people are listening to that and are reacting that way. So they, if they can't give us accurate numbers, then they shouldn't be doing it, because it's now it's like now it can be basically election manipulation. Okay, maybe not on purpose, but it's that's what's happening. So they should just stop it. Anyway, so I've gotten lots of ideas of for my paintings and stuff. And one that I want to start, which I haven't started on this wooden panel, but I'll get around to doing it. So anyway, I'll check back later. 2:35 p.m. I forgot about this being left on. So, well, anyway, I came out here, I started to paint, and then I saw that this was still plugged in and ready to go. So let me, the wife has taken off to go do some chicken feeding down in the village. So let me go ahead and start painting here and have some fun painting. 5:01 p.m. Okay, so the wife just got home, and I just finished just now cleaning up my paint tools and stuff and the old paint. So that's pretty much it. I painted, I re-clarified. I keep looking at that one and it doesn't look right. I got these little electrons going around Homer Simpson, and the path for one is too angular or something. Let's see, what else did I paint on? I painted on that. I painted on the outside of the sphere disc tunnel area, and I painted some more on the tidal wave and the statue being engulfed by it. I'm changing that to a bronze statue instead of like the Statue of Liberty, which is a patinaed copper. This is going to be a bronze statue on the right hand side. So that's it for now. So see you tomorrow. 6:01 p.m. The wife and I decided, since I painted late and everything, the wife and I decided to get some takeout. So we did the Panda Express. And so I went down there, and I got there, and there was really a line out the door. I mean, it was dark and cold. The wind was blowing. And you know what? That's how bad things are right now, because I had a great time out there standing in line. I was with other people. Their cars were going by. It was like Christmas time. So that's how bad things are in this country today. When you get to go stand in line to get into Panda Express for dinner, and you're having a good time. So that's what it's like today at this time.